broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver. Actually, good afternoon. I'll just try it again. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Courtside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, for high school volleyball this morning. Fort Recovery Indians versus the Lima Shawnee Indians. Lima Shawnee comes in with a record of 8-3 on the year. Fort Recovery is 6-6. And before we get started here, reminder that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banner would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in today's match. And that includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart, who are on the staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. He'd love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Just about set to go here for the match between Lima Shawnee and Fort Recovery. For Fort Recovery, we see Faith Wendell, Whitley Rammel out there, Mara Pearson, Tegan Fordkamp, Grace Guggenbiller, and Marissa Garkey. Those are your starters at the moment for Fort Recovery. Lima Shawnee will be serving to start the match, I believe, or will Fort Recovery? Maybe it's Fort Recovery. Let's see. Nope, going to be Lima Shawnee. Gracie Freiberger will be serving here for Lima Shawnee. Welcome to the broadcast on WPGW FM at 100.9 on your FM dial, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the High School Sports Network. And there's an ace serve from Gracie Freiberger to start out the match. She is a sophomore on this Indian team for Lima Shawnee. It's another good serve that got by Marissa Garkey to the net. Wendell will try to set for Mara Pearson. Mara just has to free ball it over. There's a smash and a block. Lima Shawnee keeps it in play. And back over to Fort Recovery. Garkey to Wendell. Wendell sets for Tegan Fordkamp. And Fordkamp comes up with the kill. There's your first kill of the day for Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller will now serve for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve, and Lima Shawnee has some miscommunication there after the dig. Nobody played it, so I'm not going to really give her an ace serve on that one. I think that was just a mental error on the part of Lima Shawnee, but certainly Grace gets a service point. There's a smash to Grace Guggenbiller, back over to Shawnee. There's another smash, and they say it's in. Katie Itmontis gets the kill. She is a sophomore also. Spells her last name E-I-T-M-O-N-T-A-S, Itmontis. Here's the serve now by Addison Maxwell. Good serve. Faith Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. The hit, and they're going to call Fort Recovery. They're going to call Lima Shawnee in the net. Lima Shawnee is in the net, according to the official, so point Fort Recovery. And going back to serve now will be Kennedy Mullenkamp. She did a really nice job the other day in the Thursday night match with St. Henry in serving. Had 13 service points in the first set alone. There's a hit by Lima Shawnee, and Fort Recovery ends up with the point. Kennedy Mullenkamp gets a service point. It's now 4-2, Fort Recovery in the lead. Mullenkamp's serve is good. Dug out by Green. There's the dink over by Lima Shawnee. Good job by Kanapke in saving that. There's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel back over to Shawnee. Here's the set for the Indians of Shawnee. The smash into the net, hitting air. Holt Recovery comes up with the point as Katie Hitmanis couldn't get it over the net. Another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And it's now 5-2 for Holt Recovery with an early lead here in the first set. Good serve by Mollenkamp again. Back over to Holt Recovery. Here's the dig by Darkey, and back over it goes. Mara Pearson on the smash and got the kill. Mara Pearson with a kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets another service point. She'll go back and serve again. Kennedy's only a freshman. She's the only freshman, really, that's playing any time here on the team right now, on Holt Recovery's team. Free ball over to Holt Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Whitley Rammel, and she times it wrong, and it's going to be a point for Lima Shawnee. Side out Shawnee. Could not get the take advantage of the set there. The set might have been a little bit low as well. So serving now is Kyra DeSantago. Good serve. Here's Green on a smash. Back to Holt Recovery. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. The set. The smash by Shawnee. And there's a kill for Mia Rosas. Mia Rosas comes up with the kill. DeSantiago is the young lady's name. Kyra DeSantiago serving now for Lima Shawnee. And that was a service error. That is the first service error by either team here today. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterley is our studio producer from the radio station. Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We have Holt Recovery, Lima Shawnee, and high school volleyball. Good serve by Audra Buck. Here's the smash back to Holt Recovery. Buck passing to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Darkey. And Marissa Darkey comes down with the kill. Audra Bupp gets a service point. She'll go back to serve again. And the Lady Indians lead now 8-4 over Lima Shawnee. Again, Shawnee came in with a record of 8-3 on the year. Holt Recovery at 6-6. Audra Bupp, good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the double hit over to Holt Recovery. Whitley Rammel back to Shawnee. Here's the set. Green dinks it over and got the kill. Carrington Green with her first kill of the day. Watched her warming up. She's a nice player. Side out Lima Shawnee. Kelly Cooper will go back to serve now. Cooper's serve is a service error. So two straight service errors. That was into the net for Lima Shawnee. And Holt Recovery's Whitley Rammel will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Holt Recovery leads 9-5. Rammel's serve is a good one. Dug out by Freiberger. Here's Green passing and just free-balling it over to Holt Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Grace Diegenbiller. Cross-court hit is out of bounds. Diegenbiller's hit is out of bounds, so going back to serve now for Shawnee with side out is Paige Maxwell. She is a senior on this team. Maxwell's serve is to Marissa Garkey, who will pass to Mollenkamp. Sets for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey got the kill. Give Mollenkamp the assist, and Garkey with the kill. Mollenkamp will go out. And Tegan Fortkamp comes in. Lily Luthold will go out, and Faith Wendell will come in. And Faith Wendell will serve here for Holt Recovery. Good serve, dug out by Shawnee, the set at the net, the dink over, and the kill. Little dink kill there for Shawnee's Kira Vermillion. That's her first kill of the day. And it's now 10-7. Shawnee trails by three, and they have side out. And the Carrington Green will serve. Good serve, dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Back to Garkey, and too long over the end line. Hitting error for Marissa Garkey. Service point for Carrington Green. And she will serve again. And this one is out of bounds on the far sideline. Service error number three for Lima Shawnee. And now back to serve for full recovery on side out is Marissa Garkey. Garkey's serve is a good one. And it's almost an ace serve, but Shawnee saves it. They hit back to Fort Recovery. At the net, back over to Fort Recovery. The set for Wendell to Grace Kubendeller. Dinks it over. Here's Lima Shawnee getting the hit and getting the kill. I'm going to give that to Kira Vermillion on a kill, her second kill of the set. And that makes it now 11-9. Shawnee coming back here on the Lady Indians. Side out for Shawnee. And going back to serve for Lima is Gracie Freiberger. She has an ace serve to her credit here in the first game. It's a good serve dug out by Grace Kugenbiller to Wendell. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a smash, blocked by Shawnee. Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey, a deep hit, played by Shawnee. Here's the set for them, the smash. And there is the kill off of Aubrey Kanapke, and that was Kira Vermillion getting the kill there. I think that was actually Kelly Cooper with the kill there. And here is a service error for Shawnee, their fourth service error here in the set. Grace Kugenbiller will serve now. Kugenbiller's serve is a good one, dug out by Green and into the net, and Shawnee can't play it. Point Fort Recovery. Grace Kugenbiller again serving here for the Lady Indians. Her second service point of the set, and she'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Shawnee to the net. Here's the set. The smash and through the block by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery will play it. Here's Whitley Ramble. Got the kill. I believe that was Wendell with the assist. Whitley Ramble with her first kill of the set. That's unusual for her. She usually has several by now. 14-10. Timeout is called. Lima Shawnee. Fort Recovery leads here. We'll be back in a moment.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery leads 14-10 here in the first set against Lima Shawnee. In the freshman matchup, Fort Recovery won in three sets there, winning the third set 25-19. In the JV matchup, Fort Recovery won 25-14, 25-10, so winning two sets to none in the JV competition. Fort Recovery Varsity leading here in the first set in the Varsity matchup. Lima Shawnee back to Fort Recovery. Garkey passing to Wendell, who sets for Whitley Randall, and Shawnee saves it. Here's Wendell on the set, the hit by Mara Pearson, dug out by Freiberger. Here's the hit back over, and a kill for Lima Shawnee. Picking up the kill there was Katie Bitmontis. Boy, that was quite a save by Shawnee. Whitley Ramble had a great smash. I thought for sure that was a kill, but she didn't get it. Side out Shawnee, and going back to serve now is Addison Maxwell. Lima Shawnee Indians versus the Fort Recovery Indians. Faith Wendell sets for Whitley Ramble. A smash and hits it too long, out of bounds. Point for Lima Shawnee. That was Addison Maxwell's first service point. She'll serve again here. It's 14-12. Lady Indians' lead is only two now. Kanapke digs it out to Wendell, who will set for Pearson. A block by Shawnee. Kelly Cooper gets the block, and Shawnee draws to within 1 point. It is now 14-13, Fort Recovery leading. Here's the next serve by Addison Maxwell, and it's too long. Service error number five for Lima Shawnee, and that's been their Achilles heel here. Fort Recovery does not have any service errors in this first set. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve now, the freshman for Fort Recovery. We need a run here to get some breathing room. 15-13, Fort Recovery by two. Green digs it out on the back line. Here's the pass, and just free-balling it over to Fort Recovery. Garkey to Mollenkamp, who will set for Lily Leuthold. A block by Lima Shawnee. Here's Whitley Rammel dinking it over. Shawnee plays it. Free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Kanafke passing to Mollenkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson cross-court hit, and it's out of bounds. Point Shawnee. So Mollenkamp cannot get a string going. Back to serve now is Kyra DeSantiago. DeSantiago's serve is a good one, dug out by Kanapke. Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel, and she got the kill. Mollenkamp gets the assist. Whitley Rammel gets the kill, kill number two for Whitley. And it's 16-14 now. Fort Recovery hanging on here to a lead in this first set. High school volleyball from the Fortside Fieldhouse today here on WPGW-FM, 100.9 on the FM dial. There's a hit back to Fort Recovery, out of bounds. Hitting error for Kelly Cooper. If you've tuned in for the Notre Dame game with Wisconsin, that is being heard on our other stations at the moment, and then we'll join Notre Dame as soon as we're done here. So that's at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. There's a smash and a kill by Carrington Green of Lima Shawnee. Side out to Lima Shawnee. Kelly Cooper goes back to serve. It's 17-15. Fort Recovery by two. Here comes a serve from Kelly Cooper, who's a sophomore. Good serve. Bump to Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel, a fairly deep hit, and hits it down close to the back line and got the kill. Whitley Rammel, kill number three. Here comes Whitley now with the serve. It is too long. There's the first service error of the day for Fort Recovery over the back line. Whitley, one of the finer volleyball players in this area, that's for sure. She's had some great matches. Here comes Lima Shawnee's Paige Maxwell. Good serve, and it's going to be an ace serve. Off of the dig by Audra Bupp, and Bupp couldn't get it where she wanted it to go. So give an ace serve to Paige Maxwell. She will serve again. It's 18-17. This could tie up the set. Mollenkamp will set for Marissa Garkey, who dings it over. Green passes. Here's the set back to Green, and she hits it out of bounds over the end line. Hitting error for Carrington Green. That will give Fort Recovery side out, which means they're serving. And going back to serve is Faith Wendell for the Lady Indians. It is a Saturday, September 25th. Hope you're enjoying the match here. Here's a dig by Freiberger back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will pass over to Kanapke, who free balls it over. Set for Shawnee, the smash by Carrington Green with a kill. Outside left hitting position. And it's now 19-18, a one-point lead for Fort Recovery, and Carrington Green will go back to serve. She served one other time and had one service point while she was serving. Good serve there, dug out by Kanapke. Garkey to Grace Guggenmiller, who just free balls it over. Here's the set for Lima Shawnee, the hit. Fort Recovery back over to Shawnee at the net, a battle. Shawnee's in a little trouble. Back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell sets for Tegan Fortkamp. The hit to Green. Green passes to the net. Here's the set. The dink over. Darkey will pass to Wendell. And waiting at the net, Wendell got it too close to the net. And Addison Maxwell was waiting on it and got the kill back on the Fort Recovery side. And that ties it up 19-19. Here is Carrington Green serving. It is a good serve. Hit by Marissa Garkey. Shawnee tries to get it back over. A block by Grace Guggenmiller. Kevin Guggenbiller a block, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. And Fort Recovery takes the lead again at 20-19. So they never gave the lead up there yet. Marissa Garkey now serving for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve, dug out by Shawnee. Here's the set and the smash. And the kill for Lima Shawnee's Kira Vermillion. That's her fourth kill of the set. And that ties it up again, 20-20. And Gracie Freiberger will go back to serve. And the dig by Garkey to Kanapke, the hit by Grace Guggenbiller. Nice hit, but Shawnee plays it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke keeps it in play to Pearson. Freeballing it over was Marissa Garkey. The set for Shawnee, the smash, and the kill. Kelly Cooper picks up the kill. And all of a sudden, Fort Recovery is behind for the first time in this set, I believe. 21-20, Fort Recovery down by 1 point here. Late in this first set, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health department pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery down by 1 point now. Score is 21-20. Here's Freiberger's serve, and it's dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, the smash, and another kill, I believe. Yep. Katie Hitmontas with a kill. And it's now 22-20. Fort Recovery down by two. Fort Recovery calls timeout again. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Freiberger back to serve again. And it's an ace serve. Fort Recovery could not get it up in the air. Gracie Freiberger, that's her second ace of the set. It's now 23-20. Freiberger to Kanapke, who passes to Wendell. Wendell sets for Mara Pearson. I think that was a block. I'm going to go ahead and give Kelly Cooper a block on that. There were two Shawnee Indians there together. Another point for Gracie Freiberger, and we have set point here. Come on, Lady Indians, let's get going. Mara Pearson on the smash, played by Shawnee to the net. Back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortcamp back to Shawnee. There's the set, the smash, a block by Fort Recovery. Shawnee keeps it in play. There's the hit over. Wendell passing to Kanapke. Kanapke sets for Mara Pearson, and Pearson got the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson keeps Fort Recovery's hopes alive. It's only 24-21, so we need to run three in a row here to stay alive. Grace Guggenbiller, good serve, dug out by Green. Shawnee in a little trouble. Green has to free ball it over, and she hits it out of bounds. Green's hit was off the sideline, so a point for Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller serves again. Shawnee is going to have to free ball it over again. Here's Pearson to Wendell. And we're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. And that's the set. 25-22. Lima Shawnee wins the first set after Fort Recovery led almost the entire way. So the Shawnee team's a good team. They're 8-3 on the year. And they win the first set. We'll be back with set number two in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. With powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Little Susie bought on a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we'll go to set number two as Lima Shawnee. A nice win for them. Nice come from behind win for them in that first set. Not so nice for Fort Recovery, obviously. The Indians are hoping to win this match today, and now they're behind a bit here, trailing one set to none. Grace Gudenbiller will serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve, and Lima Shawnee having trouble. Green three balls it over. Here's Mullenkamp setting for Whitney Randall. Ice smash and a kill. Whitney only had three kills in that first set, which is really kind of down for her. So picks up kill number four. Not that she missed a bunch of hits. She just didn't have much opportunity. Grace Gugendeller serving again. Good serve, free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Garkey passing to Marlon Camp, who will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel hits it over in the middle, played by Shawnee. There's a smash and a block by Whitley Rammel on a hit by Katie Bitmontis. Whitley Rammel picks up the block. Another service point for Grace Gugendeller, and it's now 2-0. Fort Recovery with the early lead here. They had an early lead in that first set, too. They couldn't hang on. And there's an ace serve for Grace Gugendiller as Shawnee's Paige Maxwell could not dig that out. That's the first ace serve of the evening, or of the day, for Grace Gugendiller. Shawnee free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp to Gugendiller, who was set for Mara Pearson. Dinks it over, and Shawnee is in trouble. They get it back to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Here's Mullenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan hits it out of bounds. Tegan Fortkamp on the hit goes out of bounds. That'll give side out to the Lady Indians of Shawnee. Gracie Freiberger will go back to serve. Dug out by Garkey. Here's Whitley Rammel, a smash and a block for Shawnee. There together were Addison Maxwell and Kelly Cooper. They say point for Shawnee. And it's now 3-2, a one-point lead here for Fort Recovery. Good serve, Garkey to Mullenkamp. Here's Whitley Rammel on a smash, played nicely by Shawnee. Free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel, a smash, and she hits it through the Shawnee block this time for a kill. Whitley is a powerful hitter and makes it Fort Recovery leading 4-2, and Faith Wendell will go back to serve. Fort Recovery 6-6 on the campaign. Lima Shawnee is 8-3. And there's a service error for Fort Recovery. Service error number two. And going back to serve now for Lima Shawnee will be Addison Maxwell. Maxwell's serve is good. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Faith Wendell, who will set for Pearson. Now Mara Pearson back over to Shawnee. And a miss hit there by Katie Bitmontis. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Fort Recovery. And coming in to serve now is Audra Bupp. Audra's a junior on this Fort Recovery team. Fort Recovery leads 5-3. It's a good serve dug out by Freiberger. Freiberger passing to the net. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel and the kill. Boy, when she gets into those hits, look out. Those are vicious velocity. 6-3. Fort Recovery takes a three-point lead. Another good serve by Audra Bupp. Back over to Fort Recovery and a block by Marissa Garkey. Marissa Garkey has two kills and a block today, and Audra Bupp gets another service point. She will serve here. 7-3 score. Audra Bupp's serve is dug out by Freiberger. There's a smash by Shawnee. She hits it through the Fort Recovery block, and Kelly Cooper comes up with the kill. That is her third kill of the day to go along with three blocks for her. Coming in for Lima Shawnee now is Kyra DeSantiago. DeSantiago's serve is good. Kanapke to Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. Back to Fort Recovery. Oh, what a luck point for Lima Shawnee. That was just kind of a ricochet off of Shawnee, and Whitley Rammel was at the top of the net and couldn't get to it when it came at her. Point for Shawnee. Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Here's Whitley Rammel on the hit. Hits it through the block. Played though by Shawnee. Green will free ball it over. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A soft hit. Shawnee plays it. Free balling it over is Freiberger. Faith Wendell to Kanapke. Kanapke's passing to Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets the kill. So side out to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel will serve. It's 8-5. Rammel's serve is a good one. Dug out by Shawnee. Here's Green on the head at the net. A block by Grace Guggenbiller. Shawnee keeps it alive. Free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Rammel to Wendell. Guggenbiller hits it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Back to Lima Shawnee. Here's Green on a smash. A block by Grace Guggenbiller. And Fort Recovery gets the point. Block by Grace Guggenbiller. That makes it now 9-5. Fort Recovery leads by 4, and Whitley Rammel will go back to serve. Good serve by Whitley at the net. Waiting on it was Grace Guggenbiller, and she smashes it right at Gracie Freiberger, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. 10-5, Fort Recovery with a nice lead here in this second set after losing the first set to Lima Shawnee by a score of 25-22. We'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101 Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this message from our friends at Kalp Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kalp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 to schedule your flu vaccine appointment or just stop in. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse on a Saturday. We're in Saturday afternoon now. Started on Saturday morning. Now we're in the afternoon. And there is a hitting error for Whitley Rammel. A service error. Third service error of the day for Fort Recovery. Lima Shawnee has five service errors. 10-6. Shawnee draws to within four. Now serving is Kelly Cooper. Good serve by Kelly. Here's the set for Faith Wendell, and Grace Guggenbiller gets the kill. Faith Wendell the assist, Grace Guggenbiller with the kill. It makes it now 11-6. And coming in to serve now is Kennedy Mollenkamp for Fort Recovery, the freshman. Bounces the bat and bounces the volleyball. Here we go with the serve. It's short. Service error. Service error. And that'll give side out to Lima Shawnee. Paige Maxwell will go back to serve now. Shawnee in their red jerseys, foot recovery in their white jerseys. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey, a whistle, and I think Shawnee was in the net. Yep. Shawnee was in the net, so point foot recovery. Marissa Garkey serving. It's 12-7. Foot recovery by five here in the second set after losing the first set. Good serve there. They got by Paige Maxwell. There's Freiberger's hit. Freiberger's the libero for Shawnee. Tegan Fortkamp back to Shawnee. The dig and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson can't get the kill. Back over to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp sets again for Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan on the hit. Played by Shawnee. Green free balls it over. Mullenkamp to Kanapke. Kanapke sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Back over to Shawnee. There's Green on a smash. Blocked by Grace Guggenbiller. Shawnee plays it. But they're going to call a double hit on Shawnee. Shawnee almost saved that, but not quite. Another service point for Marissa Garkey, and it's now 13-7. Lady Indians by six. This is their biggest lead of the set, I believe. Good serve by Garkey. There's a set for Carrington Green, the smash. And they say she was just in on the back line. So give Carrington Green her fourth kill of the day. And she will go back to serve. Coming in for Shawnee is Katie Bidmontis. So here's Green's serve for the Shawnee Indians. They trail 13-8. Service error in the net. Sixth service error of the day for Shawnee. Most of them came in the first set, though, and they still won that first set. And there's a service error for Grace Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. She hits it over the end line. It's now 14-9 and side out to Lima Shawnee. Shawnee with the serve here. Here's Gracie Freiberger. Freiberger serve. Mullenkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson over to Shawnee. There's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Played by Garkey. Mullenkamp to Whitney Rammel. Waiting on it was Kelly Cooper. And Kelly Cooper comes up with the kill. Kelly Cooper the kill. And Gracie Freiberger picks up another service point. She has a bunch of them today. Good serve there. Mara Pearson can't play it, but oh, saved by Kanapke. Back over to Shawnee and a battle at the net, and they're going to say Mara Pearson gets the kill. Mara Pearson was waiting on it, picked up her third kill, and that'll give the side out to Fort Recovery, and Faith Wendell will go back to serve now. Faith Wendell, good serve, dug out by Shawnee. Here's the set. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery plays it, and Whitney Rammel gets the kill. Nope, they say Whitney Rammel was in the net. Point Shawnee. Whitney Rammel was in the net. Give the point to Shawnee. Addison Maxwell now serving. It's 15-11. Maxwell's serve is good. Dug out by Kanapke. Faith Wendell sets for Whitney Rammel. Cross court hit, and it is a kill. They say it was tipped by Shawnee, even though it went out of bounds. Since Shawnee touched it last, Fort Recovery gets the kill. 16-11. Fort Recovery by five. Here's Audra Bupp serving. Good serve dug out by Green to the net. Here's the set and the smash. And the kill. Give the assist to Addison Maxwell, and Kelly Cooper picks up the kill. Side out, Lima Shawnee. And they're doing the same thing they did in the second. They're doing the same thing here in the second set they did in the first set, is that they fell behind and they're coming back. and they're coming back again. 16-12, a four-point lead for Fort Recovery. Here's a serve by Kyra DeSanti. Fort Recovery's Whitley Ramah on a smash, a block, played back to Shawnee. Here's Green getting a kill. Harrington Green getting a kill for Lima Shawnee. DeSantiago is serving here for Shawnee. Kyra DeSantiago, good serve again. Dug out by Garkey to Faith Wendell. Here's Whitley Ramel getting a kill. That was kind of an easy one for Ramel there. And for her today, she has 9 kills today in this match so far, which that's pretty much on par for her. Usually gets double-digit kills. There's an ace serve for Whitley Ramel. That's her first ace serve of the day. Makes it now 18-13. Fort Recovery expands their lead by 5 to 5 points. Whitley Ramel serves again for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set. Green on the hit. Faith Wendell. Here's a set for Mara Pearson, and she mishit it. Audra Bupp on the set. Mara Pearson mishit it. Side out for Lima Shawnee. Going back to serve now is Kelly Cooper. Cooper does not have any service points yet today. She does have 5 kills and 3 blocks. A let serve, but Fort Recovery is able to play it. Here's Garkey into the net. Putting error for Marissa Garkey into the net, and that makes it now 18-15. Give Kelly Cooper a service point on that one, and she will serve again. It's dug out by Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey, and she got the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. If you've tuned in for the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game, that's being heard on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Again, the Notre Dame game is on our other side, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. And then when we finish here, we'll join the Notre Dame game in progress. Good serve by Fort Recovery. And Green free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp is set for the outside hitter, Tegan Fortkamp. Hit played by Shawnee. Green free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Canapke to Mullenkamp, who will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey, a nice hit, but saved by Freiberger. And Green hits it back to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Here's a hit by Tegan Fortkamp, played by Lima Shawnee. Green on a smash. Right down the line, got the kill. Harrington Green picks up the kill, and for her, that's kill number 6. Side out, Lima Shawnee. 19-16. Again, Shawnee hanging right in there. They did the same thing in the first set. Behind most of the set, came back to win at the end, and now they're sneaking back in it again. Marissa Garkey to Kennedy Mullenkamp, who free balls it over. Set for Shawnee, Green on the smash. Played by Garkey to Bupp. Free balling it over is Kanapke. Freiberger. There's Green on a dink and got the kill. Give the assist to Addison Maxwell, and Carrington Green picks up her 7th kill of the set. Well, of the match today, I should say. Both sets combined. Here's the serve now by Paige Maxwell. Good serve. And Fort Recovery cannot return it. Andy Mullenkamp tried, but it went out of bounds. And timeout, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery is on the verge of losing the lead here again in this second set like they did in the first set. It's 19-18. Fort Recovery by 1.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So here goes another serve for Lima Shawnee. Good serve. Back to the net, and there has Carrington Green slamming it down for another kill. 8 kills for her today. Give Paige Maxwell a service point. And she will go back to serve again. Maxwell's serve is good. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Marlon Camp to Fortkamp. Fortkamp just has to free ball it over. Here's the set for Carrington Green. She got the kill right on the back line. Carrington Green warming up here. Kill number 9 for her. And now it's 20-19, and Lima Shawnee has taken the lead, I think, for the first time in this set. Very similar to what they did in the first set here. Good serve, Kanapke to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Marissa Garkey back over to Shawnee. Here's Green on a smash, played by Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp was set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the hit. Freiberger passes to the net. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Should have let that one go. Here's Marissa Garkey back to Shawnee. Here's the set for Green again. A block this time. Shawnee plays it. Mullenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan Fortkamp comes through with a big kill. Tegan Fortkamp, her second kill of the match, and that makes it now 20-20. We're all tied up, and more importantly, side out Fort Recovery, as Marissa Garkey will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Listening to high school volleyball from Fort Recovery, Ohio, Fort Recovery and Lima Shawnee. Good serve by Garkey. Green just kind of free balls it over. Kanapke passing to Mullenkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson. And Pearson gets the kill. Mara Pearson able to hit it through the Shawnee block. Service point for Garkey. And Garkey will serve again. 21-20, Fort Recovery has taken the lead back. Let's serve, played by Shawnee. A free ball back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Mullenkamp, sets for Bugenbiller. The hit. Shawnee keeps it in play. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will set. Mara Pierce on the smash. And got the kill. Nope. They say Fort Recovery was in the net there. Give the point to Lima Shawnee, 21-21. Here's Carrington Green serving. Dug out by Grace Guggenbiller to Mullenkamp. Hitting it over was Mara Pearson getting the kill. That was not a vicious hit, but she got it at the right spot. Kill number 5 for Mara. And Fort Recovery will go back to serve now with a one-point lead, 22-21. Grace Guggenbiller will try to put this set away. Good serve. To the net it goes. Here's Green on a fairly deep hit, and she mishit it into the net. Carrington Green into the net. Point Fort Recovery. 23-21 now. Grace Guggenbiller serving again. It's an ace serve. And 24-21. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Next point is your set point and timeout, Lima Shawnee.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Grace Guggenbiller serving set point. It's a good serve dug out by Green to the net. Here's the outside hit. And it's hit out of bounds. And that is the set, 25-21. Fort Recovery hangs on to win here, as that was a hitting error by Katie Itmontis that went out of bounds. I think some people were claiming it was tipped by Fort Recovery. The official said no, and Fort Recovery wins the set 25-21. So we're tied up at one set apiece, so we're going to be going into at least 4 sets today. One set apiece. We'll be back in a moment with set number 3 coming up.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. built powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kopp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kopppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Well, we start the third set, and right away, Grace Guggenbiller gets a kill, and Guggenbiller will go back to serve. It's 1-0. Fort Recovery with the early lead here in the third set. Good serve by Guggenbiller. Back to Lima Shawnee. Here's the set for them. Free-balling it over to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller passing to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley smashes it home for the kill. Kill number 10 for Whitney Rammel today. Back in the double figures like she is almost every match in the kills category. Grace Guggenbiller picks up a service point. Good serve again. Guggenbiller will pass to Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery can't get it over. Miscue there on the offense for Fort Recovery, giving side out for Lima Shawnee. Addison Maxwell will serve now. Garkey to Rammel. Rammel manages to save it. Got the kill. Oh, that was an unorganized kill, but hey, it worked. That was not a planned offensive hit there. But hey, you just do what you have to do, and you get lucky once in a while. Side out Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell serving. Here's Mia Rosa's passing back to the front line, back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Lily Luthold, who's in the match now. A block by Whitley Rammel. Fort Recovery picks up another point. And that is her second block of the day for Whitley. Faith Wendell serving again. And it's a service error too long. Service error number 5 on the day for Fort Recovery. Shawnee has 6 service errors. Back to serve now is Katie Hitmontis. Hitmontis to Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Lily Luthold. Luthold on the spike. Played by Lima Shawnee. And Green hits it into the net. Hitting error on Carrington Green. Fort Recovery picks up the points. Side out Fort Recovery. And going back to serve now for the Lady Indians is Audra Buff. Audra's a junior on this team, wears number 1 on her jersey. And it's a good serve dug out by Freiberger to the front line. Here's a smash. I think it was out of bounds, yes. Kelly Cooper had a hit there, but it went out of bounds. Give a service point for Audra Buff. And it's 6-2. Fort Recovery once again taking a lead as they have every set so far. Good serve there. Carrington Green on a fairly deep hit to Kanapke. Wendell will set for Whitney Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. Kill number 12 for Whitney Rammel. Timeout, Lima. And it's 7-2, Fort Recovery with a 5-point lead. We'll be back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The old season kind of winding down here. It won't be too much longer before we'll have tournament action, and we'll be following the Lady Indians in their volleyball tournament when that happens. Our next Fort Recovery match is this coming Thursday. We'll be over at Tough Coldwater. Coldwater's only lost two matches all year. Here's Audra Bupp's serve. It's a good one, dug out by Freiberger to the net, and here's a smash block by Fort Recovery. I think Marissa Garkey got the block there. And it's 8-2. Give a service point for Audra Kanapke. Audra Bupp, I should say. Service point for Audra Bupp. And looks like Carrington Green is ill. And timeout. I don't know whether she got hit somewhere or something. Carrington Green is ill and over there on the bleachers. So we'll take time in for this break.
No big haul lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, just Carrington Green is very, very ill. Did not get injured. It looks like she's just ill, sick to her stomach. And she is over there. She tried to go in the locker room, but she had to kneel down before she got to the locker room door. Now I see her going into the locker room. So, again, don't know what the issues are, but very, very ill, Carrington Green. And that is going to definitely hurt Lima Shawnee if she cannot come back, because she is one of their finer players indeed. So really strange happenings here. I didn't see, all of a sudden, I just looked over and saw her sitting on the bleachers and obviously in pain. And it was clear from what we saw that, again, she just was just plain ill. So hopefully she will be okay. They have stopped play here for a little while. So we'll take another commercial break and be back in a moment. So here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we're in the third set with Fort Recovery leading 8-2 here in this third set.
Hey, Arlen, do you know what time it is?
School time?
Well, that too, but it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads when you are out driving around. Also, farmers, keep your equipment in a safe and good working condition, and have a great harvest.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call us about your corn marketing needs at 800-637-7161. That was 800-637-7161.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kopp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kopp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and Kopp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 to schedule your flu vaccine appointment or just stop in. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, I think we're going to resume action, but sad note there for Lima Shawnee, one of those star players, Carrington Green, becoming ill and not able to continue here. So here we go with the rest of the set. Audra Bupp serving, good serve. There's a hit back, and they say it was out of bounds. That was close. Kelly Cooper, a pretty nice smash there, but they said it was out of bounds. We'll give Audra Bupp another service point. And it's 9-2 now. Fort Recovery by 7. Good serve dug out by Freiberger to the net. And Lima Shawnee cannot play it. Freiberger just hit it actually hit it into the net, and nobody could get an angle on it to play it. Another service point for Audra Bupp. Audra serving again. Let's serve. Freiberger keeps it alive. Here's the set, the outside hit. Played by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel hits it back over and got the kill. Kill number 13 for Whitley. Another service point for Audra Bupp. It's now 11-2. Audra Bupp, good serve dug out by Freiberger. Here's the set, the smash by Shawnee's Kelly Cooper goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Another service point. I think is a combination of things here. Shawnee has lost their star player, one of their star players, and the other girls are all shaken up about it, which is understandable. For recovery, another good serve. Here's Whitley Rammel on the smash, and Shawnee cannot play it. Whitley Rammel gets another kill. Kill number 14 for Whitley. Timeout, Lima Shawnee, 13-2. Fort Recovery leads by 11. We'll return in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. With powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Kelly Cooper just got a kill for Lima Shawnee to stop the bleeding. And a point Shawnee, and Cooper will serve, but she hits it out of bounds on a service error. Service error number 7 for Shawnee. And Fort Recovery picks up another point. It's 14-3. Fort Recovery leads by still 11. Whitley Rammel serving now for the Lady Indians. Addison, a serve. That went off the fist of Kyra DeSantiago. And so an ace serve for Whitley Rammel. Whitley will serve again. Here comes the serve. It's dug out. Just going to have to free ball it over. Freiberger able to do that. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Grace Guggenbiller. Back to full recovery now. Wendell will set for Lily Luthold. A block. Full recovery keeps it alive. Here's Marissa Garkey on the hit. Played by Lima Shawnee. The dink back over. At the net. And they're going to say Lima Shawnee was in the net. Going to say senior Gwen Conley in the net. And Gwen just came in a moment ago for Carrington Green. So a point for Whitley Rammel. It's now 16-3. Foot recovery with a big lead here in the third set. Here's the hit back over and a block by Grace Guggenbiller. Grace Guggenbiller with the block. Well, you say sometimes one player makes a huge difference, and in this case, that is the case. So Carrington Green not being in there makes a big difference in this Shawnee team. Good serve by Fort Recovery. There's Whitley Rammel on a smash. Was it in or out? It was out. Just out, so give the point to Lima Shawnee. So going back to serve now for Shawnee is Paige Maxwell. 17-4. They might have called the ambulance to come over and I shouldn't say that not knowing, but it kind of looks like that might be the case. There is an ace serve for Lima Shawnee. Paige Maxwell gets the ace serve. That's her second ace of the day. And that makes it now 17-5. Shawnee back to within 12. Here's the good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Got right to the top of the net, and waiting on it was Shawnee's Kira Vermillion, and she gets her fifth kill of the day. 17-6. Shawnee starting to regroup here now after all the commotion that just happened. Service point there for Paige Maxwell. Good serve again. There's Lily Luthold dinking it over and got the kill. Lily Luthold found the open spot and gets the kill. 18-6 score. 12-point lead for Fort Recovery. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve now. Kennedy Mullenkamp's serve is an ace serve off the fist of Kyra DeSantiago. Mullenkamp picks up an ace serve. That's her fourth service point of the day. Mullenkamp serves again. Good serve dug out by Lima Shawnee. Here's the hit over on the top of the net. And I think they said it was out of bounds. No, it wasn't. So give a kill there to Kyra Vermillion, or Kira Vermillion. Serving now is Kyra DeSantiago. No, I'm sorry, it's Tessa Staler. Tessa Staler serving. Here's a good serve. Smashed by Marissa Garkey. Played back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey got the kill, hitting it off the Shawnee block. That makes a score 20-7 now, and Marissa Garkey goes back to serve. Garkey's serve is off of Paige Maxwell. Ace serve for Garkey. Maxwell cannot play it. It was a wicked serve to the back line, and Maxwell could not get a good angle on it. 21-7 now. Fort Recovery easily in command here in this third set. It's tied at one set apiece. Here is a hit into the net, service error for Fort Recovery, service error number 6. Fort Recovery won the first set Lima Shawnee won the first set, 25-22. Fort Recovery won the second set, 25-21. So we're tied at one set apiece, and now there's a service ace for Freiberger to Guggenbiller. To Mollenkamp, tipped over by Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan gets a little dink kill. That's her third kill of the day. Takes it 22-9 now. Grace Guggenbiller back to serve. Good serve. Dug out by Paige Maxwell. Here's a Freiberger, a wicked hit, and got the kill. Gracie Freiberger gets the kill. That is actually her first kill of the day. She's been active in serving, but not in kills. She is their libero, so she plays the back line a lot and, of course, passes to the front. Here is Addison Maxwell on the serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, who rams it home for the kill. Kill number 15 for Whitley Rammel. That makes it 23-10 now. Side out Fort Recovery, and Faith Wendell will go back to serve. Wendell's serve is good. Dug out by Tessa Staler for Lima Shawnee. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Freeballing it back to Lima Shawnee is Whitley Rammel. There's a smash and a kill. Kelly Cooper picks up the kill. That is her seventh kill of the day for Kelly. Side out to Lima Shawnee. Katie Itmontis is serving now. Itmontis' serve is out of bounds off the sideline. Service error number 8 for Lima Shawnee today, and going back to serve for Fort Recovery. And this is set point. Is Audra Bupp. It's 24-11. Fort Recovery leads by 13. Here's set point for Audra Bupp. And it is dug out by Freiberger to the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel on a smash and got the kill. Whitley Rammel with the set kill, 25-11. Fort Recovery wins the third set. Whitley Rammel with 16 kills on the day now, and that does end the third set. So Fort Recovery leads 2-1. We go to the fourth set here. Fort Recovery wins this one. It is over, and I would have to say Fort Recovery has the slight advantage now, especially since, again, Lima Shawnee is playing without one of their star players, Carrington Green, who became ill during this third set. We'll be back in just a moment.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kopp Pharmacy will help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging in place specialist can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, visit www.kopppharmacy.com/home safety. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4255. 4256.
So we go to the fourth set here. Fort Recovery leading 2-1. And I think maybe Shawnee is serving here first. Let's see. Again, recapping, Fort Recovery lost the first set 25-22 after they led almost the whole way. They won the second set 25-21 and then won the third set 25-11. So they're ahead 2-1. Of course, you win three sets, you win the match. So this is a key set here for Fort Recovery. They don't want to go to a fifth set if they can avoid it. In the freshmen, they won in three games today, winning the last set 25-19. And the junior varsity won in two straight sets, Fort Recovery winning 25-14 and 25-10. Again, if you've tuned in for Notre Dame football, that's been heard on our other stations at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM for Notre Dame football, Notre Dame and Wisconsin today. They're playing up at Chicago at Soldiers Field. Again, that's being heard at 105.3 FM, 1440 AM. And when we finish here with this volleyball matchup, we'll join Notre Dame here on 100.9. And no, it is Fort Recovery with the first serve. Grace Guggenbiller will serve. She's been very active in her service today. Good serve, dug out by Shawnee at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Mara Pearson, a miss hit into the net. And Shawnee picks up the point and side out Lima Shawnee. And I think this is the first time they have had a lead early in a set. They lead here 1-0. Serving now for Lima Shawnee. Back over to Fort Recovery. I think that's Freiberger. Shawnee with the volleyball again and a miss hit into the net by... No, I think they've changed liberos here. Freiberger is now playing up front. They changed alignment because of Carrington Green being out of the lineup. Anyway, it's 1-1. We're all tied up here. Fort Recovery serving. And it is a point Fort Recovery. Yep. I think the hit was out of bounds there for Shawnee. So Faith Wendell will serve again. And this serve is too long. Service error for Fort Recovery. Service error number 7. No. Correction. I miscalled that one. It was an ace serve for Faith Wendell. There's a miss hit by Whitley Rammel into the net. So Whitley Rammel, let's see, Faith Wendell gets an ace serve out of that. And only 6 service errors on the day now. Here's the serve by Addison Maxwell. Side out for Lima Shawnee. And Whitley Rammel quickly gets the serve back for Fort Recovery as she smashes it home on a cross-court hit. Kill number 17 for Whitley Rammel. Here's Audra Bupp serving now for Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery leads 4-2 here in this fourth set. Audra Bupp dug out by Mia Rosas. Whitley Rammel back to Lima Shawnee. The hit and a block again. Shawnee dinks it over. Wendell to Kanapke, who was set for Whitley Rammel. A block by Shawnee, and they get the point. Give the block there to Kelly Cooper. Nice block there by Cooper on a smash by Whitley Rammel. Side out. And Gracie Freiberger will go back to serve for Lima Shawnee. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Dinking it over was Whitley Rammel. Here's Shawnee on the hit back. And a block for Whitley Rammel. side out. Fort Recovery, and Rammel goes back to serve. It's now 5-3, Fort Recovery by 2 here in the fourth set. Rammel's serve is dug out by Shawnee, back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. Hitting that one out of bounds, I believe, was Katie Bitmontis. So Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel serving. Again. It's a good serve. There's a pass, and at the net, the smash. Out of bounds. Out of bounds hit by Kelly Cooper. Hitting air for Kelly. And that gives Fort Recovery another point. Whitley Rammel's had another great match here for the Lady Indians. She is quite the volleyball player. Rammel serving again. Dug out. Going to have to free ball it over, and they do, to Fort Recovery. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey smashes it down past Gracie Freiberger. Garkey with a kill, and give Whitley Rammel another service point. 8-3, Fort Recovery leads. Timeout, Lima Shawnee. We'll be back.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. With powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery leading 8-3 in this fourth set. They win this set, they win the match. Whitley Rammel continues her serve here. She's had a nice little string of service points. Ace! They let it go, and it was right in before the back line. Ace serve for Whitley Rammel. 9-3 now. Again, you just tuned in moments ago. Lima Shawnee lost one of their better players, Carrington Green, when she became ill during the match. And that has unraveled Lima Shawnee. There's a service error as Whitley Rammel hits it out of bounds. It's a break for Shawnee. And going back to serve for Shawnee now is Kelly Cooper. Cooper's serve is good. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Gets it through the block by Shawnee, but Shawnee plays it. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. A deep hit, and she got it. Yeah, she's about 6 feet behind the net. Marissa Garkey gets the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. And it's going to be freshman phenom Kennedy Mullenkamp coming in to serve for Fort Recovery. She had, I think, maybe 16 service points the other night against St. Henry. Has not had that kind of a day today. Good serve there by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery. Grace, let's say Tegan Fortkamp got the block there. Point Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp picks up a service point. That is her fifth service point of the day today. Fort Recovery leads 11-4. Mullenkamp's serve is a good one. Dug out by Freiberger. At the net, here's the smash. And out of bounds. Out of bounds. It went off of Katie Bitmontis. And so another service point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Makes it 12-4. Lima Shawnee came in 8-3. Fort Recovery 6-6 on the year. Kennedy Mullenkamp, service error into the net. Service error number 8 on the day for Fort Recovery, and that is too many. Back to serve is Mia Rosas. There's number 18, and it's a good serve by Mia. Konapke to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp, and Fortkamp hits it out of bounds over the end line. Too much mustard on that one. Service point for Mia Rosas. It's now 12-6. Rosas serves. Mollenkamp set for Melissa Garkey. And it's off the rafters and saved by, no, they say it's out of bounds. Hit was out of bounds. So a point for Fort Recovery. And Marissa Garkey goes back to serve. 13-6, Fort Recovery leads by 7. Garkey's serve is dug out. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Marissa Garkey to Mollenkamp, who sets for Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill. For Tegan, who's another youngster for Fort Recovery, only a sophomore. That's her fourth kill of the day. And Marissa Garkey picks up another service point. Garkey's serve is an ace serve. No, it isn't. It was saved. Here's Mara Pearson hitting it down the line, and she hit it out of bounds. Side out for Lima Shawnee. Coming in to serve now is Maggie Jordan, I believe, off the reserve team, and Maggie has a service error. Service error number 9 for Lima Shawnee. And Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve for Fort Recovery, with Fort Recovery leading here by a 15-7 margin. A short serve played by Lima Shawnee. Guggenbiller to Mara Pearson. Pearson back over to the back line of Shawnee. Now to the net. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. Shawnee gets it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson, and they say Fort Recovery was under the net. I think. No. They say it was 4 hits on Lima Shawnee. So point, Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller serves again. 16-7. Good serve. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery by Gracie Freiberger. Here's Whitley Rammel with one of her hammering kills. Kill number 18 on the day for Whitley Rammel. She's going to hit 20 here before this match is over. Grace Guggenbiller, another good serve. And Shawnee having trouble. They get it over to Fort Recovery, though. Saved by Shawnee as they get it back. Here's Freiberger hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp is set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the spike. Played by Shawnee. Mollenkamp passing to Whitley Rammel. Dinks it over and got the kill. Kill number 19 for Whitley Rammel today. 18-7. Timeout called by Lima Shawnee. Fort Recovery leading 18-7. We'll be back in just a moment on J Country 101 Radio.
Little Susie bought on a brown bag for show and tell. The teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery leading 18-7. Grace Guggenbiller serving again. It's a left serve. And the ball came off the foot of one of the Lima Shawnee players and back across the net. And there's Fort Recovery getting a kill. I don't think I'd ever seen that before. The ball returned with the kick, basically, is what it amounted to. I believe that was Grace Guggenbiller on the kill there for Fort Recovery. Back to the Lady Indians. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit. Played by Shawnee. Now in the net. Hitting error there for the libero. And that makes a 20-7. Fort Recovery leads by 13. Another service point for Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller a good serve. And it's an ace serve. They can't play it. 21-7. Well, Lima Shawnee was just dismantled when they lost one of their star players, Carrington Green, with an illness, and they have not been able to get it together since. And here's a service ace again for Grace Guggenbiller. 22-7. Guggenbiller's serve is too long. Service error. 9 service errors for Fort Recovery. That's too many. But they're on the verge of winning this match. 22-8 is the score. And the libero goes back to serve. And I'm sorry, I don't know who that is because she changed numbers on me. Tegan Fortkamp to Whitney Rammel. And Rammel gets a kill. Give Tegan Fortkamp the assists. Number 20 for Whitley Rammel. 20 kills today. How about that? I think maybe that's the second time she's done that this year. And yes, we are playing 4 sets, but still, 20 kills in a match is pretty special. Tegan Fortkamp on a service error, hitting it into the net. That's service error number 10 on Fort Recovery. It's 23-9. Fort Recovery leads here in the 4th set. They're on the verge of winning this match. They lead 2-1. Going back to service, Addison Maxwell. Good serve. Mara Pearson passing to Tegan Fortkamp, who passes to or sets, tries to set for Marissa Garkey, and Marissa hits it out of bounds. Point and side out, Lima Shawnee. Addison Maxwell serving. Good serve, dug out by Kanapke, and here is a set for Whitley Rammel, and gets another kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets the assist. Kill for Whitley Rammel, number 21. And those are unofficial stats, but I'm pretty close. Here's Audra Bupp serving. It's 24-10. This is your match point. Good serve. Here's a set for Shawnee. The smash a block by Whitley Rammel. Shawnee plays it. The free ball over Tegan Fortkamp to Lily Leuthold. And Lily got the kill on a little dink kill, and it's over. 25-10. Fort Recovery wins the 4th set. And they win the match. That was the second kill of the night for Lily Leuthold. We'll wrap it up here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery wins over Lima Shawnee. 3-1. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kopp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.coppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. With powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery has won in 4 sets today. They lost the first set 25-22, although they led most of the set before Lima Shawnee came back to win. Then Fort Recovery won a very close second set, 25-21. Fort Recovery then won the third set, 25-11, 25-10. And those sets would have been much closer But again, one of the star players for Lima Shawnee, Carrington Green, became ill in the middle of the third set there and couldn't play anymore the rest of the day. Giving you the unofficial stats, Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel, I have her with 21 kills, 8 service points, including 3 aces and 3 blocks for Whitley Rammel. What a day for Whitley. Grace Guggenbiller had 14 service points, including 4 aces. She also had 4 kills, 3 blocks. Faith Wendell had 3 service points, including an ace. Kennedy Mullenkamp ended up with 6 service points and 1 ace. Tegan Fortkamp had 4 kills and a block. It was Mara Pearson with a total of 5 kills. Lily Luthold had 2 kills. Marissa Garkey with 6 kills, 5 service points, and 2 blocks. Among those service points, she had 1 ace. Audra Bupp had 9 service points on the day. Again, Whitley Rammel in the hitting department, 21 kills today. Also in the kills department, Marissa Garkey with 6 kills, 5 kills for Mara Pearson, and 4 kills for Grace Guggenbiller. For Lima Shawnee, Carrington Green was one of their leaders before she had to leave in the third set. She had 9 kills on the day and 2 service points for Carrington Green. We wish her the best. We hope that it's just the flu or something and she'll be back in action next week. Gracie Freiberger ended up with 1 kill on the day. She had 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 service points, including 3 aces for Gracie Freiberger. Addison Maxwell ended up with 3 service points, a kill on a block. Katie Itt Montes had 3 kills. Kelly Cooper with 7 kills, had 4 blocks on the day and 1 service point. Paige Maxwell had 4 service points, including 2 aces. Kira Vermillion ended up with 6 kills today, to be one of their hitting leaders. Mia Rosas had 1 kill and 1 service point. Kyra DeSantiago had 2 service points for Lima Shawnee. Lima Shawnee drops to 8-4 on the year. Fort Recovery improves to 7-6. But I know every one of those Lady Indians for Fort Recovery would tell you they would have rather that Carrington Green had been in the lineup and had been able to beat Lima Shawnee with her in the lineup. But without Carrington in there, Lima Shawnee just lost a huge part of their offense and could not compete with the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery wins 3-1. The JV won 2-0, and the freshman team won 2-1 over Lima Shawnee. So a sweep for Fort Recovery today, beating Lima Shawnee at the freshman, junior varsity, and varsity levels. Again, our next matchup will be Fort Recovery and Coldwater on Thursday night from the Palace at Coldwater. We invite you to tune in for that about 6:30 on Thursday night. That's Thursday night for Coldwater. Stay tuned as we join the Notre Dame football game with Wisconsin here on 100.9 FM on your radio dial. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.